it's an amalgam of several organizations and individuals who have come together with the purpose of trying to cause positive change within Uganda. As you know, Uganda is a country that is ruled by dictatorship. President Museveni has been in power for over 27 years, and he's not wanting to go away. He uses force. He has been very repressive. Very many people are in prisons. Others have died. So there is a very repressive situation, and Ugandans have wanted to change the country through political elections, voting systems, and so on, but the president has made that impossible. That's President Museveni.
You said one of the purposes is to free Uganda. By what means do you hope to free Uganda? Through political means?
Well, you know, all means are political, one must say. It doesn't matter really what type of means you use. As far as I think what guides us will be the Constitution of Uganda. It clearly states in Article 3 that Ugandans can use any means available to them to try and cause change if it is proven and seen that the person, an individual, a Ugandan or a group of people, have not just violated the Constitution, but violated it over and over and over again to an extent where we can say they have overthrown, abrogated that Constitution. And so this is why Ugandans now say any means can be used. Of course, we are not saying that we would like to cause a civil war in the country.
As you know, there has been the Forum for Democratic Change of Dr. Chisa Besigye. How does your organization fit in with the objectives of the opposition on the ground in Uganda?
Well, this organization is basically a platform. It is actually a unifying body which takes on the role of an umbrella organization, which is going to link up many different organizations. It could be different types of liberation forces. It could be different types of political parties that may want to join and be part of this organization. It could even be individuals. Simple Ugandans can say, I am a member of this organization. They don't have to really come and start registering, but they just have to be driven by one objective, and that objective is to overthrow the regime of President Museveni as soon as possible, because we have reached a point where we can't wait any longer.
I was just reading an article in the Monitor of Uganda where President Museveni on Tuesday dedicated a market, and the comment is that his government is for development of Uganda, and that organizations like yours that you have just formed, or the Forum for Democratic Change, are anti-development.
Well, you know, one has got to just look and go around across Uganda, starting from districts like Karamoja. You go to northern Uganda, where we have had several wars and so on. And you come right across the country and look at the level of poverty. It is unimaginable. Today, corruption is entrenched, but the people are never punished.